escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in the conversation, we would love to have that. Now, the morning show, the afternoon show.
Two great shows.
I shouldn't say the morning show. I should say Sean and RJ because it's not a vanity project like that stupid Apple show.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure this is a good show.
Uh-huh.
All right. So both of those shows are out in Oxnard, rocking the coverage out there, courtesy, of course, of the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar.
It's a little weird to be back in studio and look back there and not see Carter, but I know he's out in Oxnard doing his thing. It's just a little weird not seeing him here, but it is great to see Alex's face.
Aww. It is great to see Alex's face.
It's great to have you guys back.
Yay.
It gets so weird when there's nobody up here for right. 4 hours right. until Lucius gets here and then G-Bag would wander in. It was like, okay, I'm kind of gaining my sanity back again.
It's like the COVID times. Yeah, I remember really that. Worse. All right, so Cowboys questions that matter. We got the first padded practice yesterday. Do you go to the next level of excitement when the padded practices begin?
I hold my breath. Obviously, and as we just saw, I mean,
for good reason yesterday.
There's a ton of names on this injury list right now already, and that stinks. Some of them could be more serious. You want me to run that down real quick? Sure. Rob Jones, neck.
I mean, no, but for informational purposes, you probably should.
This is Calvin Watkins list. Rob Jones, neck. Wanye Thomas, leg. Deuce Vaughn, hamstring. Paris Campbell, lower leg. And Terrence Steele, ankle. Steele did individual drills Sunday. Thomas had a sleeve on a leg. Vaughn did rehab work. Campbell and Jones were hurt Sunday. But Deuce Vaughn, that's tough, dude. Like, that's tough right there with that. But to answer your question.
Well, before you answer my question, the injury report, of course, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. They've got you covered when the hits keep coming. Deuce Vaughn, you were about to say it in particular. He feels like somebody who can't miss much practice. Like, Terrence Steele. I don't think they're going to be like, all right, we're done with you. But Deuce Vaughn, I could see him not making the team anyway, but I could especially see him not making the team if he's not out there.
We talked about the don't throw punches thing last week. Because if you miss a rep, that could be somebody else's rep to shine.
Right.
For one. For two, you're also not out there shining.
Sure.
And so anytime Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders and Jaden Blue and Moffa are out there doing stuff and you're not, that's right. bad for you. So yeah, that stinks for him. But I do get a little excited because we keep asking the offensive line, defensive line questions of you can't really gauge that whenever they're just in shells.
Sure.
You get an idea of do they have a freaking clue where they're going? Yes. Okay. So that guy was lost a little bit. But the physicality of it, that's where you see the Bookers. That's a dude right there who relies on, I'm going to make you submit at some point because I'm more physical than you. And so those are the things that you get excited about. And I know, Kevin, what we saw was pretty physical with shells. So I can only imagine putting pads on how much they ramped that up. And there was was it Shoddy we were talking to regarding CeeDee Lamb? And he just gave us the, if everybody practiced like CeeDee
yes,
Lamb.
I believe that is correct.
And how his desire to be a leader. And so you know a guy like that's just going out there going, all right, let's ramp it up a little bit more today.
Yeah.
And that's fun to see.
Alec, do you also get ramped up when the pads come on for training camp?
Yeah, because talked about it a little bit last week. We can finally put these things that we've theorized and the hypotheticals, we can put it into motion. We can actually get some results based off of our theories. We can see it start to come to life. And like you said, the physicality even in shells seemed to be there from what I could see from my 1,000-foot perspective here in DFW. It seemed like it was getting chippy.
It seemed like it was fast-paced.
And
It was definitely that.
You guys talked with Will McClay about it to end the week last week about that pace and everything. Like, I'm starting to see the things that I kind of expected from a Brian Schottenheimer team, from a Brian Schottenheimer-led program. You know, it's nice to see that everything I expected and I hoped for is actually coming to life. And now some of these guys, like the Deuce Vaughns and whatnot, that I'm like, is he going to be on the team? Is he not? I can start to kind of put pen to paper, like, okay, I'm starting to see this, I'm starting to see that, starting to hear this. It's just nice that we don't have to do hypotheticals and theorize anymore. It's actually happening.
Yeah. Do you think, and we'll learn more about this as we go along, and obviously the answer will come to us in the regular season. Do you guys think that this offensive line, which a lot of us have high hopes for, Corey, you've talked about, hey, that could be the literal pivot position on this team this season. Do you think they're better suited for run blocking or pass blocking?
At the moment, I'm going to stick with run blocking because that's one of Tyler's, you know, strong qualities, Cooper Beebe's strong qualities, and Booker's as well. I have our tackles. That's where if we were really strong at tackle, I would say our pass blocking is the best. But I'm not sure we're really strong at tackle right now. And Terrence Steele, I think the best thing quality we saw when he's been at his best is his combo blocks and his run game. So I think you're best there. I don't know. I mean, from what I saw while we were out there, they opened some really good holes too.
Sure.
And there were some pass. And again, in shells, there were some pass moments where I was like, I know the quarterback just made that throw, but he would have been sacked three times already.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like run blocking is what this team's stout for.
And you just said something too. That's why I think I'm most excited for the next level of practice as well, even though I know that was the last question, because you can see maybe a little bit of the maneuverability through space with the running backs, as opposed to you get to just keep running until you get to where you want to stop and then turn around. All right, Alec, do you get that same sense? Do you feel like this Cowboys offensive line better suited for pass blocking or run blocking?
Yeah, I'm with Corey in the run blocking because I feel like the pass blocking sets and everything, that kind of comes to life with time. I feel like the run blocking, not to say that it's easy, that it's simple, but I do think that, one, we've talked about it for weeks now, it's an emphasis of a Brian Schottenheimer offense, so I do feel like they're kind of leaning on that a little bit more, probably focusing on that a little bit more, but at the same time, I do think that, you know, the outside zone from what I had seen on tape so far in the first few practices was looking really nice. That was really cool to see Miles Sanders finding the edge a couple times and getting some big gains. It just looks a little bit more fluid in the run game from what I've been able to see.
The other thing, I can't remember, Kevin, who said it last week, but the fact that that Schottenheimer got people who were in demand for his coaching staff.
I think that might have been Broaddus.
Okay, and Clayton Adams is one. You know, like that's a dude right there that, like, he is, and his mindset on how they're going to do this offensive line coach, they love to run the ball strongly. And so that's where I'm looking at what this team can do. I think there's a real strong mindset on this is going to be our strength, and it'll allow everything else to grow.
You know, Alec, you just said something about Miles Sanders that has sparked a new question in my brain. So I guess my next question for y'all, and I totally understand why this would be the case. What do you think is the percentage of Cowboys fans out there that no matter what they see in training camp, they will not be happy? Because the reason why I brought it up is there's a particular clip that you can see on our YouTube page of Miles Sanders breaking off to the edge. It looks good. It's practice. You know, I understand all that.
Oh, the George Pickens one-handed grab, and they were like, yeah, let's see him do it with two, you know.
Yeah. You're just like, and then somebody was like, well, Miles Sanders looks slow. I don't know how that's what you took from that, not you, but people, from that particular clip. I didn't think that in just that particular clip.
I thought he was patient to get to the hole.
What is the percentage that y'all think then, rightfully so, I get it, of Cowboys fans who, no matter what they see in training camp, it's all going to be negative?
30.
30? I have no
idea. That's my number. And I think that there's a legion of trolls on social media that make up about 15% of that 30.
Okay.
If that's fair.
Huh. Alec, what say you?
Say like 35, 40% because it's not even just a Cowboys thing. I see it all over the place.
Oh, for sure.
Where people are just overreacting, or they're just like, nope, don't care. You know, you can see these incredible passes. Like Cam Ward had one of the nastiest throws I've ever seen in my life in one of their practices last week. You know, it doesn't really matter until we see it in a real game that actually gets played, right? You know, that's what a lot of people are saying. So,
I do see the logic of that for sure.
But it goes to the same point whenever the Cowboys beat the Panthers by 45 points, let's say, they're going to be like, but it's the Panthers, you know? Right. And then we have to say, well, they're just playing the game that was on the schedule.
Right.
They're doing the practices that they're allotted. So I'm trying to take what I can from it.
Yeah. And with the Cowboys, I mean, look, I don't track all the other teams' social media, obviously, anywhere near as much. But with the Cowboys, I understand there is this built-in level of, you know, disappointment. All right. Do you want me to ask a question to just blow up the rest of the...
Stop there.
Okay.
Sorry. The level of disappointment that's accumulated over 30 years.
Yes.
For some people, maybe it's 10 years because they're only been fans that long.
Sure.
But you asked Schottenheimer about that on Friday, and hey, do you understand that? And he does understand it,
but he doesn't carry it.
A lot of them, we've discussed this. They don't understand why do you keep bringing that to our table,
right?
Whenever we've only been here for this many years,
right?
Sorry, man, that's just you have to win for it. You have to win to break it.
Yeah,
and honestly, look at it that way, please. If you look at it that way for us and for yourself, look at what that Rangers team did. They knew this team's never won a World Series. They talked about those things. We're going to do it for you. All those fans that have never had this, we love that we get to do this for you. And so that's what I'm hoping, is they do take that mindset of, I understand what those failures have been, and I want to shut them up, and the only way we can do it is by winning.
See, that's an interesting combo. Alec, I don't know where you fall on this, especially as like a younger Cowboys fan. Not, you've seen plenty of disappointment, but you didn't get to see when it was so good. And I always wonder if like that takes just a tiny bit of the sting out of it. You know, like when the Mavericks were so terrible in the 90s, I had seen them like have a tiny little run at the end of the 80s, but I was not used to them being particularly good. When the Rangers struggled all that time before they started getting to World Series in 10 and 11, I wasn't used to seeing them be good. When I became like my formative years as a sports fan, there was no better football team on planet Earth than the Dallas Cowboys. And I feel like that might kind of make it harder because you saw that level of success. But I don't know how you quite balance that, because if you're a player, you're like, that's not my problem, or that's not my thing to carry, which is pretty much what Shoddy said. But I do wonder, like, maybe that would give you better insight into the Cowboys fandom if you got a sense for like all that disappointment, you know?
Yeah, and perception is reality in these cases. For me, the perception is it's a team that's okay with being right around the median. You know, they're okay with being right around average. So if they were to go win a Super Bowl, that's so much more amplified for me, because I haven't seen that before. For the Rangers, you know, I grew up, I had the 2010 and 2011 seasons. I had 2016 and everything. I got so close, the rest of it was mediocre. So now that they go and win the World Series, the perception is this team is capable of spending money. This team is capable of winning. So that's why the first half of the Rangers season this season was so frustrating for me. So, yeah, I do get that. And I do understand why Shoddy says, you know, it's kind of not my problem because I wasn't here for
right.
that.
And yeah,
he's got a point, but at the same time, I do empathize for the people like you and Corey who have seen that before, because for me, I'm just like, huh, sounds cool.
Yeah.
Show me.
Yeah. And
just show me.
That's the way Brandon is about it as well. Which veterans do you guys think could be in trouble? Now, you already brought up a great example in, if you want to call him a veteran, I get it, in Deuce Vaughn. Obviously, unfortunately, Rob Jones just got hurt, but you're looking at Adeniji, Charles Hoffman, Bass, Richards. Like, there are a lot of offensive linemen competing after what it seems like we all think the presumptive starting offensive line is Guyton Smith, BB, Booker, and Steele. So offensive line, I know, is a spot where there could be some folks in trouble as well.
Yeah, I think, honestly, for Paris Campbell.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Well, this is an unfortunate situation. He was having a good camp to start, and there's just too many names. CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, Jalen Tolbert. That's your top three. Honestly, I don't know if I've seen anything out of Jalen Tolbert I love out of this camp so far. The Elam interception, that was Tolbert. Glorious defensive moment. Glorious celebration. J.J. Watt had a great write-up on how awesome that was. But then, Mingo, Turpin, Brooks, Flannoy, there's just so many names and so many people trying to get in that spot. That's tough for Paris Campbell there. So that's one of the veterans. I am kind of interested with Flannoy's, where he stands in this depth chart, because Turpin's going to get his touches.
Yeah.
And when I say touches, how many times we see him in the backfield lined up?
Quite a bit.
For
yeah.
big plays, yeah. too. And Mingo, jeez, Alec. This dude looks like a freaking tight end out there.
Best blocking wide receiver you can have.
Oh, my gosh. I think that Paris Campbell's one of those for sure. But, yeah, the fight on offensive line is going to be there for a bit, too.
Is there anybody in particular for you, Alec, either you were already thinking of or you saw the way the first week of camp played out and now this person's on your list?
I like how Corey said there's too many names, and it feels like
it's true.
That happens with two position groups every year, for me at least. Wide receiver and defensive end.
Yeah.
It feels like those two positions, they do a great job of bringing in those veterans on a second chance opportunity. That's like, yeah, I've heard that name before. I've seen them make plays before. So you can really name anybody that's not starting at either of those positions. But Campbell is probably the name that comes to mind for me, too, because I don't think he makes the team. And when he doesn't, I do think another team says, huh, that's going to be a nice luxury to have a name at a position that we don't have many names at, you know, say like Kansas City, you know, one of those teams right. that they have one, maybe a guy that's a, you would call a dude, a dog, maybe one. And then outside of that, they don't have many other options. So he's going to be on an NFL team, probably just not in Dallas.
Yeah. And you know what? That's why I think it was a heck of a start for Miles and Javonte, because I could still easily see a scenario in which, man, especially after you heard how much Ryan Schottenheimer does seem to love Hunter Lipke, I could have easily seen a scenario in which they're like, let's roll the dice with Mafah as the third guy. But
he's got some skill too.
Yeah, but both Miles and Javonte got off to good starts, although starting yesterday is when we'll, you know, really see that next level. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus what's it like to work out with a lunatic? You'll hear about it next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, we got Sean and RJ and the G-Bag Nation hanging out in Cowboys training camp. We're going to have Bobby on in a little bit more than an hour. And, of course, they're all brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Right now, brought to you by Awesomeness, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is also powered by intrusive thoughts and caffeine. It is time for AM.
I really
the
thought the first part of that was a new sponsor that I didn't know about.
No,
but
I wish.
That makes sense.
Hey. Any caffeinated beverage products, if you would like to sponsor this segment, please make it happen. Alexander.Medford@Odyssey.com. We can make that happen. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. The Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, what's it like to work out with an absolute lunatic? We're going to hear from Jared Verse. He finally broke down what happened in that workout with Aaron Donald. The audio is better than any quote that I could read you. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But, gentlemen, again, it's great to have you guys back. I can actually, like, see your faces and stuff. This is wonderful. We're going to go to the National Day calendar. Today is National Water Park Day.
Oh, man.
And I can't tell you the last time I went to a water park. It's been forever. But that was one of my favorite things to do as a kid. Shout out to Hearst Aquatics. I don't even know if that exists anymore. But when I was a kid, that was the one that my family went to all the time. So the question is, what was your favorite place to go to as a kid for fun? 877-881-1053. It can be like a franchise place. It could be, you know, your favorite park that you went to. It can be any kind of landmark location that you just had to go to as a kid. Because for me, and I know we talked about it a little bit, I think last week, that it's making a comeback for adults. It was Chuck E. Cheese. I had to go to Chuck E. Cheese like once a month as a kid because I was such a dork that I would figure out the different like methods to beat these games and stuff. I would figure out their payout rates on like the claw machines and stuff. So I actually knew when these things were like, when it was the right time to play these games, because I could tell based off, it's all patterns. That's all these things are. Yeah. Arcade games are pattern based, and you can find out the games that are quote unquote luck. They're not really luck. It's really, if you step up at the right time, you're almost guaranteed to hit big. If you don't, there is a 1% chance you're actually going to hit. So I actually like researched that stuff because, you know, I know how to party.
Hell
and yeah, I would win those games. I think my biggest win to date was at a I think it was Alley Cats, actually. I won a $300 gift card, like a game card, from the Keymaster game.
Oh, cool.
Which, you know, that game, it...
Very rare that people get wins on that.
That is impossible to win because it's rigged. If you get it lined up perfectly, it'll just go up a centimeter more, or it'll stay down, or it'll go to the right a centimeter more, and then you miss by the smallest margin. And again, I know how to party. I really knew how to party as a kid. I knew that it was close to paying out, so I just kept on swiping, and finally, I went to the biggest prize, that $300 game card, and I won. So then I got my next, like, three or four trips paid for.
That's pretty
and
awesome.
And it was the coolest thing. It was the biggest flex in, like, sixth grade. I got to go back after summer and tell all my friends, yeah, I got this $350 or $300 card that did I was able to swipe.
Did they appropriately appreciate it?
Oh, yeah. Everybody thought I was the coolest because I was the master of the claw machine, too. So, like, if we went on field trips or whatever, there was a claw machine, I'd be like, I got it. You know, just give me the money. I'll get you whatever you want. And more times than not, I could get whatever they asked for. I don't know if I still could. I haven't played a claw machine in years. But if you gave me enough time to get studied up again, I could probably figure out when these things are going to pay out.
I like it.
Kevin, I'm sure we have kind of a similar place.
Yes.
So I'm going to go. The place I think you're going to say... I also would be my number one.
It's now car lot.
But I will go with any time that I knew we were going to Penny Whistle Park.
Yes.
I knew I was about to have a good time. And I know, I think there was a ride called The Whip. All it was you sat in a little car and it would drive in a straight line and then you would quickly turn a corner and drive in a straight line and quickly turn a corner. That was all it was. I loved that ride. But yeah, that place, you walk in and you're just like, it was a child's dream park.
Yeah.
Indoors, which was perfect for the Texas heat. And it was right over there off Northwest Highway and Plano Road. And it was awesome.
That is a great answer. I am going to go with the Wet n Wild that was in Garland. Now it's a CarMax next to the Hollywood. I don't know if Hollywood is still there anymore.
I think it is.
Okay, good for them, that movie theater, for making it. The Wet n Wild was magical, from the little faux waterfall you could jump off of and on the second story, and then you climb up underneath where you just jumped off, and it feels like you're in a cave.
Yes.
To the Geronimo.
Oh, no, it's permanently closed, Hollywood Theater.
Oh.
Sorry about that, man. Oh.
Now I want to know how long it's been closed. Like, did it close within the last year?
Opened 1992.
Okay.
December 18th, 1992. Declosed December of 21. Demolished in 22.
Oh, see, you know what I remember about that Hollywood real quick, and then I'll shut up because that Wet n Wild was awesome. Was
the sticky floors?
Me and a friend went there the day that Selena got killed. And that was already a plan. We were kids and couldn't drive yet. And people like were kind of like tailgating her and had stuff written on the back of their windows and everything. This is pretty wild.
Huh.
But my answer is Wet n Wild.
With the wild in Wet n Wild. Exactly. I see what you did there. 877-881-1053 National Water Park Day, according to people, I guess. But what is your favorite place to go to from your childhood? I see NRH2O from the 512.
Yeah.
Seagoville Park from the 945. And I remember on the like water park conversation, I live over somewhat near, maybe like 15 minutes away from the Mansfield Hawaiian Falls. And I was like unreasonably jealous when Reggie had that appearance with Travis Jankowski.
Oh,
had that
yeah.
one for two reasons. One, it's awesome. And I hadn't been there since like seventh grade. And two, it was right by my house. So I was like, dang, that would have been the perfect excuse as a grown man to go back to that place. Mm. And I was like, man, Reggie, must be nice. But yeah, I was like unreasonably mad at him. And I was like, yeah. I hope you know you are like 10 minutes from my house. Enjoy it. And he's like, well, it's like 40 from mine. So this is not exactly convenient. And I'm like, well, hey, you get to hang out with the World Series champion. He's like, haha, you're right. True. Loser. No, he didn't call me a loser.
Wow, hurtful.
No, Reggie's a nice guy. He didn't call me a loser. I see lots of parks and stuff. Discovery Zone from the 817. A couple people in agreement for Wet n Wild. One thing for me, and I know they've been a friend of ours here. They've sent us some of the...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Eclipse glasses and stuff. I got to go to the Perot Museum in maybe like sixth grade, I want to say, before it opened. And that was like the coolest thing as a kid because one, I felt like I was important because it wasn't open yet. And two, I remember... They still have that exhibit, I think, where you can race against different animals and stuff on a giant LED board.
Yeah.
And, you know, me growing up, I thought I was going to be like an Olympic track runner or something, you know.
We had a Nintendo game for that, though, back in the day, where if you had the power pad, you could race against bear and rabbit
you found
and
out
cheetah. And
people would get on their knees and do it with their hands.
You could do it with your hands and you could beat them.
Not
so
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've raced against... I don't remember who the runner was that they had there. If it was a U.S. guy, it was probably Justin Gatlin, but it might have been Usain Bolt that they had. Who, by the way, he was at the Wings game the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Usain Bolt was front row courtside at the Wings game. I saw the pictures of him and Paige Beckers together, and I was like, what a random but legendary link up. That is amazing. But yeah, I thought that was the coolest thing ever, getting to race against like a digital version of an Olympic sprinter. Like, I thought that was the coolest thing, and then I raced against a T-Rex and realized I would have been dead if I existed back then.
See, and that's what they did for the Michael Phelps thing, and I really thought they were both going to be in the pool racing against one another at the time, and I was really disappointed.
Yeah, I remember that. I was so disappointed. Arlington Stadium, I did see a few people say that the old Rangers ballparks were their favorite memories, playing wiffle ball before the games and stuff. Some great memories out there. But yeah, for me, it was always Chuck E. Cheese because, again, I studied those things probably an unreasonable amount. Appreciate the interaction there, 877-881-1053. You can keep those coming in. Your favorite childhood destinations for National Water Park Day. Guys, we brought this story to the show a while ago.
Yeah.
Jared Verse, the standout now second-year pass rusher for the LA Rams. He was incredible last year in his rookie defensive player of the year campaign. But he called out Aaron Donald. And we brought this story to light where he was like, hey, you know, I want to work out with him.
Yeah.
It can't be that crazy, right? freak of nature athlete and everything, but so am I. I could hang with him. And he completed a workout at Aaron Donald's house. And Aaron Donald posted a couple of clips of him, like, you know, gasping for air and saying, yeah, you know, you might not want to test the vet here. Mm. And Jared Verse at Rams training camp, he finally spoke about that experience and what it was like. And it is amazing to hear his description of it.
We show up, he doesn't say hi and nothing like that. He sees me, he's like, come on. We do four workouts, it's all cardio. Versa climber bike, what was it, lunges and core, four rounds each. You do all that, you're already tired, you're kind of like, oh my God, whatever. Then you do four sets of core, two different like workouts. So it's like eight different workouts, four sets each. You do all that for four sets. You go through, he's like, are you ready for the real workout? I'm like, but I've been here for 45 minutes. What are you talking about? It's like eight different circuits, all arms, four sets each. I'm there for an hour and a half. His wife came in laughing at me. I told her to call the police. I'm dead serious. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm dead serious. I told her to call the police. She wouldn't do it. I tried to lie and say my mom was at my house and I had to go let her in. He told me to give my keys to his, like his management or assistant or something. They'd go let my mom in.
So oh my I wasn't gosh. Leaving.
Finished the workout. I'm like dead tired. I'm exhausted. I had a plan to, like, you know, jump in the sauna afterwards. Didn't happen. Had plans to watch film. Didn't happen. Went home and I didn't work out for like another like day and a half because I couldn't move my body. He needs to stay away from me. And the security sees him on the property. They need to take care of him.
He's like, keep him as far away from me as possible.
They won't be able to.
Workout.
It's Aaron Donald. He does whatever. He goes wherever he wants
to.
Yeah,
he's on.
Wow.
Yeah. So he said a day and a half without working out because he couldn't move his body. And now he's like, yeah, keep that man far away from me because he is insane. And if you watch, Aaron Donald has kind of taken up social media in retirement and he'll post some of his workouts. Not something I would want to publicly say, yeah, I can handle that because he is, again, a freaking lunatic.
The level of give your keys to my assistant, they'll go let her
leaving.
In.
You're not leaving.
That is amazing.
Aaron Donald literally said, I played football for money. I love working out and lifting weights. My passion is this.
Yeah.
I was happy to be good at this, and this allows me to do this for the rest of my life. That's Aaron. And you saw Bobby Lashley when he was here. He was like, yeah. I love when some of these kids want to get in here and work out. Because that's when I say, let's do 100 pull-ups first, and then our workout starts.
Jeez.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, could this team actually have the best offense in the NFL? Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
Fourth and goal. Panics. End zone. Touchdown. Held on to by Kyle Pitts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it, rip it.
Now we will get to that Falcons team in just a second, but first, Corey has a sad update the way it's phrased.
This is breaking news.
No, it's not.
Cordarrelle Patterson at CFlashP84 tweeted breaking news.
Okay.
3 exclamation points.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh Steelers release old washed-up Cordarrelle Patterson on his day off.
Oh.
Hey, I love whenever players self-report, but I also... Oh, the Raiders release Christian Wilkins. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
It already happened? Okay.
Yeah.
It says breaking. Anyway, I love when players self-report, but I also love whenever they have self-deprecation. That's funny. That's a good one. Good job there, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Was he ever very good? He was definitely solid.
He had a really good year with the Falcons 1 year where they put him at running back. But he was one of those guys where he was like, he's too big to be a running back, but too not good at catching to be a receiver. And so you just, and he, oh, he's a great special teams player. You just never knew exactly where to put him.
There you go. And not good at catching the football.
That was otherwise he would have been a star receiver.
Yeah,
if he was good at it. So,
but he wasn't
from the 3-6 from the 2-1-4 at returning. Great returner. Yeah,
okay,
he was a really good returner.
Yeah. All right, let's go from that to you heard the highlight. You hopefully noticed how Mike Tirico said Penix.
My name is Michael Penix.
So many things I regret saying on the show. Michael Penix said that they should have the best offense in the league. Is this just the thing you say? Because if you're not trying to be the best, what's the point? Or do you think he really believes that?
One of the top three running backs in the league, would you say?
I agree.
Should be a top three tight end, but has not lived up to it.
Nope.
A potential top 15 wide receiver. I think they have the pieces in place. Now, what he's saying here, though, is I'm that good of a quarterback. That's what I hear more of.
Aww.
Is we should be that. That's what I hear. Now, that's you gave me a very short version of that quote, and that's what I hear whenever I hear that.
Do you want to hear the entirety of the quote?
I want to hear a little more. Is there some depth
to it? Potential question mark. We should be the best in the league. That was the entire quote about the potential for the offense.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's one of the things you just say then. But he's got a point when he's looking around at the pieces for what that offense should be. Bijan Robinson's a fantastic running back who has lots of flexibility across the offensive field.
Man, he is a fantastic running back. Now, a couple of things for the Eagles. Looks like Jalen Carter is back today for them, while Devontae Smith will miss the practice today with back tightness. Also having back issues, Matthew Stafford. Back soreness is keeping Matthew Stafford out of Rams practice. I know it's early, just wanted to give you some updates and see if any of these develop into bigger issues. Now, this one might be more important. Kenny Pickett suffered a hamstring injury on Saturday. Now, obviously, the Browns have all of the quarterbacks. Do you think that this will cost him a roster spot?
Alec, I do believe it was Thursday or Friday when I said I don't think Kenny Pickett has any say in this quarterback dispute at all.
Oh, this doesn't help.
And this definitely does not help, because while Shador's getting, you know, what, fourth team reps and everything, this gives him an opportunity to move a little bit higher and show off a little bit more and do that. Quite honestly, you kind of have an understanding of what Pickett is.
Sure.
You've already seen him play enough.
I agree.
The reps that he's getting, you're like, okay, is he grown a little bit more? Probably not. But yeah, this is a great opportunity for Shador and for Dylan Gabriel right now. And Deshaun Watson. And Joe Flacco.
I don't think Deshaun Watson's available.
If he becomes available, though.
God, that's
what if he was just like, hey, I'm ready, guys.
That's all I really wanted to see. Is I also wanted Deshaun Watson to say he's healthy and for them to trade for Kirk Cousins.
Exactly.
And just burn this thing to the ground and just be like, yeah, that's right. We picked up every quarterback that's available. Let's see what happens next. All right, let's talk about people getting paid. And then, do you agree with this bathroom etiquette? The Chargers. They gave Rashawn Slater 4-year, $114 million contract extension. It includes $92 million in guaranteed money and makes Slater the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history.
Really? Wow. Until the next one? Isn't that what Mickey told us earlier?
Until Tyler Smith. No, I'm just kidding. He's a guard. It'll be fine.
Dang.
It will. You're not going to pay Tyler Smith $28.5 million. Then again, maybe the Cowboys will, just to say F you to Micah. I have no idea. It's really confusing. Oh, interesting. Manuel Clase is also on the betting list for MLB.com. So when we talked about some potential trades, and I know people have had dreams of bringing Clase back to the Rangers ever since,
Yay!
You know, we used to have him. He has now been put on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of the MLB sports betting investigation. So kind of feels like maybe he will not be in play as a trade piece for anybody.
Congratulations to Rashawn Slater.
Unbelievable.
Like, fantastic offensive lineman, yep. too. Like, you, and so that just sets up the, and honestly, isn't that what Harbaugh wants? Like, offensive line is,
sure.
I want to build a big, strong offensive line that can go for days.
For sure. By the way, and I know you really like this wide receiver. I'm going to get to the specifics of him in just a second, but if Terry McLaurin were to move on down the road via trade, the Chargers are third on the betting list. Would that do anything for you? Because I know you do not want the Commanders to succeed. Would you like to see McLaurin and Herbert paired?
I'd love it. I'd love it for both Herbert and McLaurin, because I think that McLaurin could bring him along. And Quentin Johnston doesn't look like he's working out. Mike Williams just retired because he could never stay. So yeah, I would love it for both of them, actually. That would be a nice coupling right there.
Now, as far as McLaurin's fines, so he showed back up to training camp. Dan Quinn said he'll start camp on the PUP list, and he got fined $104,000 for missing minicamp, $200,000 for training camp, lost out on his $500,000 workout bonus. So he did not get $804,768 that he could have otherwise gotten or not been fined, as he reports to camp.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Agreed.
And when Diggs had said, was I'll earn that back in incentives.
Right.
You don't think that way, do you? All you're going to think about is all the money you lost out on, not what you earned back.
That is fair, but I did understand when Micah added, like, your body is a professional corporation and a business, and I understand that. And so maybe he's like, that's worth a short-term $500,000 loss. Mm-hmm. In the long term, that's just, yeah, it's concerning, right, for other reasons.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf, they're staying together at training camp. And they said that their shared toilet is, quote, super loud. So they've negotiated times to flush it. So essentially what it comes down to is at night, let's say he said that if you have to go pee, he used a perhaps not radio friendly word.
Tinkle. Just,
yeah. Yes. Just don't flush the toilet. And mm-hmm. I was like, all right, bet. Does it bother you peeing on top of someone else's pee?
I am just so upset that you're not going to be here Friday when that wins.
Oh, that's right.
Well, he said something else in the last segment.
Yes, about the power pad. I'm aware.
Yep.
But, like, that's a good rule, right? I don't get woken up by the toilet.
Okay, so, but you've asked me multiple questions here. I'm going to start with the first one.
Okay.
If it's mellow, let it yellow has existed in my family for a long time.
I think you got that backwards.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
There you go.
That's existed in our Carter. My son Carter brought it back recently. Adrian didn't believe in it, but Carter was like, no, because he's lazy is what I usually think. Mm. He's too lazy to flush. But my grandparents, they grew up in the Depression. They had to save water. Like, they were like, right, look, we just let it sit there for a while and maybe only flush once a day. And you're like, excuse me? Because of the Depression, Kevin.
I get it.
So now the loudness part, if you're sleeping, mm-hmm, I do agree.
Yeah.
Just wait till the morning, yeah, and reset after that. Our toilet flush is pretty, I actually have audio of it.
Of your toilet flushing?
Yeah, it's pretty, I'm going to find it and I'll send it over and we can get that. It was empty whenever it flushed, but it's pretty loud, dude.
It feels wasteful.
It was yellow.
Oh, okay.
If we're being honest here.
Okay.
But yeah. So
anything else you want to add?
Yeah, conserve for the safety of the planet, and then but also take care of other people while they're sleeping. Not like while they're sleeping, you help their lives by letting
just
them
just stop
sleep.
Talking. Stop what you're doing. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how much longer do you think Corey would have kept talking? But also, how the Rangers went from being potential sellers to creating an actual division title race. Next on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.